Bloomington Normal has a lot of things that would make other communities jealous. Colleges, universities, theater, golf, basketball, lots of food, and a cool hiking and biking trail. One thing it does not have is a level one trauma center. GLT's Ryan Denham explains why.
Peoria, Champaign, Urbana, and Springfield all have a level one trauma center, the highest level of trauma care. Both Bloomington Normal Hospitals, OSF Healthcare St. Joseph, and Advocate Broman Medical Centers are level two trauma centers. They can stabilize and begin treating trauma patients, but aren't required to have specialized doctors close by, such as neurosurgeons. Patients needing those services are often transferred to a level one trauma center, usually Peoria. Dr. James Doherty is trauma director at Advocate Christ Medical Center in Oak Lawn, near Chicago. It's one of the busiest trauma centers in Illinois.
It's really a human resource limitation more than anything else to have those kind of personnel available 24/7.
There are many reasons why Bloomington Normal doesn't have its own Level 1 trauma center, including cost and the challenge of finding enough doctors to meet state requirements. Those requirements are at the heart of a wrongful death lawsuit filed this summer against Advocate Broman for allegedly mismanaging its trauma resources for several weeks in 2016. The state requires Level 1 trauma centers like OSF Healthcare St. Francis in Peoria to have a wide array of doctors available within 60 minutes, from neurosurgeons to vascular specialists to those with expertise in facial fractures. And they must have cardiothoracic surgical services, those are heart and chest experts, available within 30 minutes. That makes Bloomington Normal's location a key factor, too. It's surrounded by Level 1 trauma centers in Peoria, Champaign-Urbana, and Springfield. Peoria is only a 20-minute helicopter flight away.
The resources are limited, so it's a little bit easier to try to pool them in certain areas rather than trying to water it down.
That's Travis Wilson, who helps oversee EMTs and paramedics as manager for the McLean County area EMS system.
So there's only so many trauma surgeons and neurosurgeons out there, so we can't take them all over places.
The Illinois Department of Public Health regulates the state's network of trauma centers. Dr. Doherty, who serves in the state's Trauma Advisory Council, says it's a voluntary designation system. Hospitals are not compelled to become trauma centers at either level one or level two.
They have to voluntarily request it. So the first thing is you have to have a willingness to be a trauma center, which is a big deal for a hospital because it's a commitment of resources.
Illinois' newest level one facility is at the University of Chicago, which in May reopened an adult trauma center that had closed back in 1988. After losing millions of dollars each year treating patients without insurance, the hospital estimates that trauma care will now cost $48 million a year. In Illinois, new trauma centers are only designated when there is an identified need, as determined by medical experts advising the Department of Public Health. Factors include the number of expected trauma cases and whether there is an estimated time of arrival to existing trauma centers over 25 minutes. Julie Mattson is manager of trauma services at OSF in Peoria.
It goes by the identified need, and at this point in time, we haven't identified a need to have one anywhere else at this point in time.
She says all those services of level one trauma centers come at a cost.
It's expensive to have these subspecialties on call. And if you have a level one trauma center with a close enough proximity that your patients are going to be safe, some facilities don't choose to be a level one.
The state provides some limited funds to trauma centers through a portion of money collected from traffic citations. According to the Department of Public Health, Advocate Broman received about $35,000. OSF St. Joseph got $49,000. That's from the Trauma Center Fund payout last year. OSF St. Francis in Peoria got about $250,000. Distributions are based in part on how many trauma patients are served. Travis Wilson with McLean County EMS says certain physician resources are already concentrated in Peoria, Champaign-Urbana, and Springfield because they're home to medical schools.
The schools there that also help provide staff availability for meeting that criteria.
So what would a Twin City Level 1 Trauma Center mean for patients? Experts tell GLT that level two trauma centers, like the ones we have in Bloomington Normal, are well equipped to handle most trauma patients coming to their ERs with gunshot wounds, injuries from a fall or a car crash. The difference between a level one and level two is about what's required, not what services are actually available. Here's Julie Mattson.
For the resuscitation phase, which is the part where they're in the ER in a trauma bay or something like that, for the resuscitative phase, both level ones and level twos are very capable of taking care of that patient during that phase. It's really for after that, when they go on to the inpatient side, what sort of resources does that particular hospital have for that patient? So that really makes the difference of whether or not they're getting transferred or not.
Advocate Broman typically transfers around 2 trauma patients each month to a level 1 trauma center. It's about 1 per month at OSF St. Joseph. Most go to Peoria. Wilson says burn victims are often sent to Memorial Medical Center in Springfield. That's a level 1 trauma center with the only burn center in downstate Illinois. Dr. James Doherty, the trauma center at the hospital near Chicago, says having any designated trauma center is a big deal because not all communities do.
Having a trauma center is a luxury for a community. It truly is. Living in a community that has a level 1 or a level 2 trauma center means that you are more likely to survive from an injury than you would not living in such a community.
I'm Ryan Denham.
That wrongful death lawsuit from Bruce Peterson's estate remains pending. It's due for a status hearing on January 4th.